Random Acts of Love, Random Series Number 6, written by Julia Kent, narrated by Andy Arndt, Tad Branson, and Sebastian York. Chapter 1. Darla. "It's your day," I texted Joe. Trevor was off at some law school study group geekorama, where the most exciting aspect was finding the perfect balance of Red Bull, crushed ADHD meds, espresso, and muscle relaxants to get through the rush to finish exams. Sounded so not my cup of macchiato with two sugars, my new snotty drink, and boy did I love the fuck out of it. One thing I had to give to living in Boston, Massachusetts: the coffee made my old gas station's brew taste like semen from a guy who'd eaten nothing but shelf-stable Chef Boyardee pizza kits his entire life. How did I know what that tasted like? Don't ask. The day stretched out before me with such breathtaking ennui, new word I learned at Harvard, that I was sorely tempted to go and try to add some yerba mate and dong quai to the law school study group's formula just to have something to do. Sexting with Joe would be my saving grace if he would respond. These days, it was hit or miss. I figured it was a 50-50 chance that he'd play electronic sex games with me. An image of my friend Amy's mishap with her phone and a very unfortunate use of a vibrator app flitted through my mind. Flitted might be one of the least appropriate words to describe how the image passed through my brain. More like it paraded through my mind like a 1980s after-school special complete with a bell-bottomed Helen Hunt flinging herself out a window, high on PCP and slumping to the ground. You know, a cautionary tale so over the top that all you can do is point and laugh. Two-handed games were more my speed, thank you. With the phone as a video chat tool, not something to hump. Speaking of humping, my mama had entered a bunch of online sweepstakes and won me a series of new hoodie sweatshirts from some eco-friendly sex toy company in the Midwest. Bump Uglies Without BPA was the motto, with a logo of something that looked like a cross between Sasquatch and the recycling sign, and 19 new romance novels featuring women who fall in love with animals. Or, at least, animals in their human form. It wasn't bestiality, but it wasn't not bestiality. Like pretentious people, they weren't pretentious, they were discerning. I had made it through the romance novels about werewolves and bears who turn into humans and back like Transformers, only with enormous penises and a pack mentality that makes Taylor Lautner look like a guinea pig. I had to grudgingly admit that I found them way more captivating than I had any right to, and now had to contemplate that. Being attracted to the raw power of the men in werewolf and bear form, I understood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?